Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your Chris. I'll be waiting for your Chris ass behind the club, sipping old English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with jaw, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it. I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch. We sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub shine. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby?
Get you a award, say your speech. Better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts. Like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittering pants? You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me and the patches inside of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second thought. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby?
Nowadays, I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag or gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that. I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like when they find that this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavik, co-host Energy, other co-host, Second Killer. Both of you are this virtually, so you know what? I'm just going to play track after track after track till they tune the fuck in. What do you say we go with some motherfucking Black Sabbath with, of course, Black Sabbath? We're back. You know what? Since it's 4th of July, why don't we go ahead and play this?
Host, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, because of the fact he doesn't know how to log in under co-host.
Ah.
Which is why I'm always under co-host, because of the fact he doesn't know how to log in under the host. Well, co-host thing.
Ah, I see.
But I think we're going to another track here. I think we're going to some Kid Rock.
Yep.
Got the 251 with us. I'm gonna take a guess and say DC.
Hello.
DC, it's your fault.
It's always my fault.
No, the fact that we got in trouble with Rich was actually part of your fault.
I mean, I've already heard this fucking story from you, from Ghetto G, from how come every time I come back, y'all always shove it in my face.
Well, just think, man. Now, we have a whole new rule for interviews. We do them. If callers want to call and ask questions, that's fine. But they ain't allowed to do freestyles because that just makes us look bad.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Let's just drop it.
Sounds good. But what's going on there, Dickless?
Nothing. I'm actually high. It's been a minute.
That's a shocker that you're high. Oh, wait, no, never mind, no, it isn't.
But, like, the past 200 times I've came on here, I ain't been high.
I think it's been less than 200 times.
Yeah, I probably only called this motherfucker, like, 45, but still, dude, like, the last 20 times, you know, I just had to add an extra zero. I can't help it.
But, anyways, I'm still waiting to hear back from fucking Bam's fucking, publicist, so hopefully that happens sometime soon.
Yeah. Oh, and is Chris in here?
Yep.
Chris, I have to actually say I agree with you now 100%.
On what?
Aces and Eights being fucking too much like NWO, because now the main event Mafia is coming out like the red and black, man. What the fuck?
That's just TNA's problem. Like I said, they have too many fucking stables. They always have to have a staple invading. That's the whole thing I hate about TNA, and that's why I stopped watching it.
Like, I mean, I'm very fond of stables, but taking over, man, that's kind of like redundant. It's like Pinky and the Brain.
A million times.
But the stable faction, man, I do like the stable faction. But I don't like the whole stable taking over. Plots, you know, with the exception of the NWO or DX, because
I mean the originators, they were good, but like all the like TNA doing it over and over again, it's like Main Event Mafia tried to do it once, Ace and Ace trying to do it now, Main Event Mafia's coming back to fight off the Ace and Ace, just like I know it's gonna end in a match Hulk Hogan versus Bully Ray for the title, it's like God damn it.
If it happens, it happens. I mean, Chris,
yeah,
just because they
a
have...
Yeah, it's way for Hulk Hogan to put himself over again.
Chris, just
because
they have stables good coming, it doesn't mean... That isn't exactly a good reason to stop watching TNA. Kind of a...
My biggest like about TNA, though, is it's got all kind of old-school motherfuckers. Sting, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Bully Ray, Jeff Hardy, fucking... I mean... You just got to think about it that way. I mean, they've each got their good things and their bad things.
Yeah, the WWE rejects who all get kicked out for, like, drug purposes and stuff like that.
Chris, you realize not all of them got kicked out because of drugs.
Well, a lot of them did.
No. Bully Ray
didn't. Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy was the only one.
RVD didn't get kicked out for drugs, man. He just smokes up like a motherfucker. RVD was fucking ECW original. That was the shit now. And then when WWE tried to remake ECW, it was just shit. It was shit.
Well, of course, because they brought in CM Punk.
That had nothing to do with it. No, just
no dude, no. I got to give CM Punk credit where credit is due. That motherfucker put his face on the motherfucking map with a motherfucking pimp slap. I'm telling you, dude, that motherfucker's got skill.
Well, the whole reason they failed was because they had to do a stupid ECW where it wasn't, like, as extreme as the original one.
Oh, Chris, what do you expect? They brought it back in the PG era. Like, did you really expect for it to be hardcore?
Exactly.
Extreme? No.
Exactly. So what the hell's the point of bringing it back if it's brought back in the PG era?
I mean, come on. TNA is more extreme than WWE and that ECW.
And they get lower ratings because they suck.
No. WWE is a lot bigger than TNA due to the fact that it's been around longer. Over time, wrestling companies grow and grow and grow until it's a power struggle and one buys out the other. McMahon is a great businessman. McMahon has lots of fucking money for a reason. But at the same time, TNA will be at that level one day. But TNA exactly. right now is going through its Attitude Era, and its Attitude Era is way more badass than WWE's PG Era. In the
exactly.
story.
But just if they actually did the shows live, it'd be a lot better rather than having their shows taped 3 weeks in advance.
Chris, TNA is live.
Yeah, then why the hell have the results for next week's show already online? Why were this week's results online last week as well?
My question is, why the hell are you looking up the results ahead of time anyway? What the fuck's the point of that? Dude, watch the fucking show. Stop going for the whole results of everything, man. Just watch it. Hey, seriously. I mean, dude, you take the fun out of watching wrestling.
I love these fucking debates, man. That's the shit.
I mean, come on, seriously. Like, you know, like, if you guys sit there and, you know, and read the results ahead of time instead of watching it, there's no point in you actually watching wrestling.
That's
yeah,
why I like Raw better, because it's, like, live 90% of the time, unless it's in England or something like that.
Of course.
The only time it's not.
Of course, I'm saying, if you're reading the results ahead of time, there's no fucking point in actually watching it, man. I mean, come on. Like, dude, the point of watching is actually to watch it, not fucking read what happens ahead of time. I mean, like,
wrestling is supposed to be suspenseful.
Yeah, and Chris here likes to take the suspense out of everything.
Like, and who honestly would have thought that suicide would unmask and be Austin Aries? Nobody on the face of this motherfucking earth. Nobody.
It wasn't Austin Aries, though. It was the other dude, because they are trying to go PG-2 in TNA, and that's that dude, whatever the hell his name is. I forgot his name.
No, Chris, that's not what happened.
Austin Aries won the X Division title under Suicide's name.
Yeah,
okay,
but do you remember that somebody beat up the real Suicide, who is somebody else?
Exactly.
I don't remember
Austin
who the
Aries
fuck that guy is.
Austin Aries beat up TJ and stole the costume just because of the fact, you know, he wants another shot at the world title. And he figured the only way he would be able to do that is by winning the X Division title.
But that means they just got rid of the whole Suicide character in there.
They did get rid of Suicide.
Yeah.
Suicide is now manic.
Exactly. Suicide no longer exists, Chris.
Exactly.
So, I know, like, I mean the fact that Suicide doesn't exist, period, because of the fact they changed the name from Suicide to Manic. And, you know, I mean, the costume's all the same, except, you know, without the whole Suicide, without him being named Suicide.
He's got a big red M on the front of it, like Superman.
I will say this, you know, tonight TNA was actually badass, even though Chris probably didn't watch it because it was nighttime to work out.
No, Chris probably didn't watch it because they already knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, don't him probably.
And because I stopped giving a fuck about the stable thing. I'm kind of like ghetto on that.
Chris, who gives a shit about the stable? Just watch the fucking shit, man. Like, seriously, like, you take the fun out of it. So they got stables. So they got this shit going on. Dude, the WWE had a shitload of stables. Fucking
yeah,
day in
but they
and
don't have
out.
One every fucking year.
Chris, yes, they did.
Not right now, they don't. They don't have, like, a million stables in a year. TNA always has a stable, it fails, and then replace it with another one.
Chris, when they first started out with Attitude Era and the PG Era, they had a shitload of stables coming in and out.
DX, The Nation, Undertaker's Crew, The Corporation,
But honestly, the way I look at it, half the time, when they do stables, it makes it more interesting because of the simple fact, like, you never know what's going to happen with the stables. They can either stay together or break up. And you think about this. The only reason the Main Event Mafia is around is to take out Aces and Eights. And once they're done, Main Event Mafia breaks up. That's the
and
only
then the next day, will TNA will come out.
Oh, great.
Maybe so, but who gives a damn, dude? It's still fucking
that's
awesome.
That's what I hate, because Dixie Carter has that stable logic. We need a stable to be successful. It's like, okay, come on, you don't always need a fucking stable.
And look at the shit that's going on with AJ Styles.
Exactly. He's like the best part of TNA.
But seriously though, Chris, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if they have stables or not. Like I said, the only reason why Main Event Mafia is around again is to take out Aces and Eights. You know, you don't know if there's going to be another stable coming up within the next year. Like, you don't know that.
Knowing TNA's track record, they always have one.
My
but
bad.
Chris, like I said, the WWE, they always had a stable. They may not have one now, but they always did. I mean, come on. You had within the past couple of years, fucking last year, the year before, you had the fucking Nexus. You had the Core.
The Shield.
Exactly, you got the Shield.
Technically, that is a stable.
I mean, come on. I mean, think about it. Like, you got the Wyatt family coming in. That's a stable.
Yeah, well, I mean, they only have stables. Like, with WWE, they only have stables that have, like, 30 people in them. That's my whole point of view.
Of course, there is no 30 people in Aces and Eights.
Okay,
like
then how many are there? What, 20?
No, Chris, and the Aces and Eights is only about 8 people.
And yet they took out the whole roster in one night.
Well, yeah, because that's the point of a stable. I mean, come on, Chris. Look at Main Event Mafia. There's only 4 of them right now.
And Aces and Eights is already scared of them.
Exactly. But, I mean, seriously, Chris, I mean, you know, act like a wrestling fan and actually enjoy the shit. Don't get all fucking pissy because of the fact, you know, they got stables and stable after stable after stable. Enjoy it. Watch it.
And on some real shit, motorcycle gangs are scary as hell, if you think about it, dude. They're going to do some crazy shit. That's what Aces and Ace was doing. But what's way more badass than a motherfucking motorcycle gang? A fucking mafia.
I mean, it's real. You know, like, I keep trying to say the same thing for NXT. You don't like NXT for some odd reason because of the fact you think it sucks. Chris, if you actually sat down and actually watched NXT, you actually find it. It's actually pretty fucking good. I mean, come on. As a wrestling fan myself, yo, I love anything and everything that has to do with wrestling. Like, I will watch anything that has to do with wrestling. And everything.
ROH.
Oh, yeah. ROH. CZW. I mean, come on. Like, you've had so many companies out there, that people like ROH, like fucking like NXT, because of the small fact they think it sucks because of the fact it's, for some reason, some stupid thing. I don't know what people call NXT is, but it's a fucking dope show. I mean, if you actually took the time and, you know, ordered fucking Hulu Plus, watch the shit. I mean, Hulu Plus is only fucking $8 a month. That's all it is. Fucking sat back and actually watch NXT. Yo, I guarantee to you, they have some, you know, NXT has better matches than Raw has at times, than SmackDown at times. And that's a sad thing because of the fact NXT, all NXT is just a developmental territory. That's all it is. But at the same time, you know, like, they know how to bring in money because it's like, come on, I mean, think about it. You know, people love, you know, seeing new talent come up. They love seeing new talent come into the business. NXT is a perfect example of that. I mean, come on. I mean, like, look at the roster and look at the fucking like exactly how many people they bring in at Full Sail. I mean, come on, you know, like, if people thought NXT didn't like suck, they would not be spending money to go see it.
Damn, man.
I mean, seriously. I mean, at the same time, you got WWE superstars and divas going to NXT, to, you know, for competition, for titles. So actually just, you know, sit back and actually relax it, you know, and just enjoy it, man. Like, you know, be a wrestling fan and actually enjoy it, man.
I mean, I have actually watched a few matches from, like, you know, FCW or OVW, like, when that was, like, you know, the main thing. And, I mean, I've seen some matches where, like, people, like, you know, CM Punk was, like, actually, you know, watching a match, which was, like, Dean Ambrose versus somebody else. And, like, Dean Ambrose called him out. They just came into the ring and fought him.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, that was actually dope as hell that, you know, Punk was helping to put over Dean Ambrose at the time.
Come on, but I mean, at the same time, I mean, come on. Actually, fucking, I think it was January, maybe February, yeah, they had Shawn Michaels come on, you know, to introduce the fucking the brand new NXT Tag Team Championship belt. You know, he, you know, like, and the fact, you know, for someone like HBK to endorse them, what does that tell you?
He just wants some money from Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that Vince McMahon's been paying him a lot of money just to go down there to endorse them, and then he's going back to do whatever in Texas.
Well, Chris, this was going to, this before, but he was doing whatever he was doing in Texas. This is back in, you know, this is like a little bit, look at that, February, January of this year, before that, before he decided, you know, the whole retirement thing and do the whole beard thing and shit like that. I mean, come on, like, you know, like, you got the legends like HBK, like Dusty Rhodes, fucking William Regal, even Mick Foley, you know, actually endorsing half these superstars over on NXT. Yo, that right there shows if they're endorsing it, and not because this, not because Vince McMahon's paying them to, but because of the fact, you know, they actually see something in like half these superstars. So definitely check it out. And Ghetto G, our famous Dickless Man is here. Dickless Conundrum.
What up, G?
Oh, great. DC's back.
Oh, great. I'm here to kick names and take asses.
I think you called the wrong number.
You can kick names and take asses. That sounds really gay.
That's why he said it.
Exactly. That's why he's dickless.
So, I'm gay, you say, but at the same time,
there will be no more rhyming from you!
At the same time, I have gotten 4 girls' numbers between Saturday and Monday at work.
That's just a cover-up.
Yeah, because they pity you.
Man, your 4 fingers don't count, man.
No. I'm so fucking blazed.
What else still setting off fireworks?
Whoever in my neighborhood. Somewhere off. And,
somebody was
on
just taking
a far,
shit,
far
man.
Away street.
I was taking a piss.
Man, I heard that deep flush right there.
Yeah, that was such a concentrated flush. It was like...
Yeah, usually you just go boom, you know, go right down. Like, what
the... And we got Spider called in. What's up, Spider?
Spider,
what's
man,
good?
You staying awake tonight?
Hey, yeah, you stay awake?
Yeah, man, I'm
Yeah,
I'm
we don't believe
awake.
You.
All right, I'll prove you wrong. That's all I gotta say, I'll prove
you wrong. So, Peter Parker's in this bitch?
Peter Parker?
What the fuck?
Dude, we said Spider, not Spider-Man.
I thought you said Spider-Man. What's going on with you?
What the fuck?
So, I mean, of course I'm gonna thank Peter fucking Parker, G.
So, man. You seriously think
learn
that
to word your
deal.
Shit right, man, and maybe
what
I actually
fuck?
Fucking know what you're talking about.
I'm not even quite sure what I even said.
You said Spider-Man. What's up with you?
No, he said Spider. What's up with you?
That doesn't sound like me at all.
It really doesn't. And I don't even know you.
maybe a sup or something, but what's up with you? No, I don't think so.
He's like Spider-Man.
I'm shocked you believe Spider-Man is real. What the fuck?
What, he's not?
I'm shocked too.
Who the fuck is that guy climbing on the side of the buildings all the time? Am I just seeing shit? No.
It's the radish trying to look through your window.
You say the radish?
I said topic.
So, garden foods are trying to get in my window?
Exactly. Let's go with that.
No, it's Chris trying to hide from the TNA stables.
He told me, what the hell is that Pokemon's name? Rattadash or some shit?
What did you talk about? You look like Rat Tato.
So I look like a rat?
But you're about as strong as Magikarp.
Man, you just scared my Splash.
Wait. What up, Spaz?
What up?
Speaking of Pokemon, she should know all about it.
What?
Splish, Splash, I was taking a bath.
And now you got a fucking rash.
Oh, yeah, my bad, dude. Let me go put some gold bond powder on it.
DC said he challenges Spaz with his Magikarp. No.
Starp, go.
God.
I will
Ghetto
use
G
my
is his nickname.
Duck.
Ghetto G, you splash.
I splash.
Fuck.
If you're using a Magikarp, I'm using a Psyduck, and all it does is tail whip.
Psyduck.
It still will stop the shit out of Magikarp. Damn, G, you got beat up by a Psyduck.
Man, ain't nothing getting beat up by a Psyduck. Freaking, what the hell is that one thing called? Togepi, man, I think it beat that fucking Psyduck.
And she made the fucking sound, hell yeah.
Come on, man, somebody do a Squirtle.
I got this.
Squirtle.
There we go.
Oh, god damn.
Agumon Digivolve 2 Greymon.
Now we're on to fucking Digimon? What the fuck?
Digimon's fucking terrible.
Dude, I actually had a Digivice when I was a kid.
When you were a kid?
Dude, how old were you? Because Digimon fucking came out when I was in, like, high school.
Well, yeah, something like that, yeah.
I'm 22. Digimon came out when I was in, like, sixth grade.
Damn.
What? Damn, and then I was in fourth grade.
I mean,
I'm a fucking year older than you, and I don't remember
no
Digimon ever
way,
coming out
dude.
That earlier.
No, Digimon came out early as fuck. I mean, just Digimon was doing to Pokemon what fucking Beetleborgs was doing to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, dude.
Beetleborgs? No, man, what the hell? I don't even recall that at all, so obviously the Power Rangers won that.
Yeah, they obviously lost, if I never even heard of the other show.
Oh,
y'all really
God.
Never heard of the Beetleborgs?
I think I may have heard of it, not really quite sure what it is.
Dude, did y'all ever watch any of this? When Power Rangers did the Forever Red episode. Okay, the Beetleborgs were the bad guys, in a way. They were like the generals of the bad guys.
Really?
Yeah. Fucked up, man.
Marowak.
Oh, wow. Gersley.
All right, somebody
Abracadabra.
Somebody do a Bulbasaur.
I got this again. I got this. I got this.
Bulbasaur. Samantha.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I think it's... I
wonder who
that,
the hell gets paid to do all those stupid voices.
I don't know.
And how
I
much do you get paid?
You always sounded like he was fucking constipated.
Man, this dude up here, he used to sneeze like that. Pikachu! You know?
Wow. Who would choose to sneeze like a Pikachu?
Well, he was just doing it to be an asshole, but, like, I'm still
he understands he's got a fucking sneeze on, and he just goes, Pikachu!
Stop peeking at me, you fucking pervert. Now I know who Spider-Man is. It's fucking DC.
No. No, sir.
He's scaling the walls and shit, man, trying to get in mine. Man, get the fuck out of
no,
here.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Ma'am?
You're
he's scaling
ma'am.
Walls trying to peek at you. What the fuck?
Yeah, you a sick motherfucker.
That
well,
I am.
Well, do you see, man, you know, if you're calling Goji, man, you know, we all know a tranny that, you know, that we can definitely juice you to.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a Barbie doll.
Ghetto G reminds me of RuPaul.
RuPaul, yeah, because I'm big and black, right?
No, your voice has just deepened from taking the big black cock in the throat.
Is this what this dude's thinking about, really?
Oh, man, it's the fact that he's actually thinking about that.
You worry.
DC, now we definitely
know you're think what you want. I gives no fuck. All I care about right now is my buzz.
Great.
Are you gonna take it all away?
Oh, wait, wait. DC, you are gayer than all five members of the Spirit Squad combined.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty fucking
wild. Wow.
Oh, wow, that one kind of stung.
It really did.
It was a nice little zinger.
And who said I was the flow person? Jeez.
Well, we did.
We all did.
No, Chris, you're slower than me.
Well, no.
I mean...
Yeah,
no. Damn, that stung, dude. That stung so fucking bad.
Will you stop?
That one stung like a bee.
What are you talking about?
No.
Go to sleep,
Spirit Squad, man. The Spirit Squad. What the fuck?
Come on, man. Somebody hit him with a Jigglypuff. Put him to sleep. We don't need him no more.
Somebody hit him with a chair.
Snorlax.
Snorlax.
Yeah.
I really wish those things existed, man. I'd love to put people to sleep. Right in the middle of their conversation.
I'm going to get you my Dragonite.
Your what?
Your what?
My Dragonite.
And that is?
Oh, his Magnite, he said.
Oh, yeah. Magnite. I thought he said
no,
Dragonite.
No, Dragonite. Dragonite. Dratini, Dragonair, Dragonite.
That
God
damn. What I said, retard. Dragonite.
I was telling Ghetto G. I was reiterating it.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about either.
Shut up, hello.
Hey. I
want to
keep the very best.
I
want
to be the very best. Like no one ever was.
Come on, sing it out, baby.
The captain is my reality. The train is my car. I'm a
backup vocals.
He straight cut them off.
Exactly.
I remember singing that shit on here one time without the music.
No, you were singing that in the penalty box.
No. In the penalty box, I was singing
the penalty box.
Hey, we should
reintroduce
him to
the penalty box. The hell of it.
No, that's bullshit.
I mean, we always can.
Yeah, might as well.
No. Not cool.
Not even quite sure how he got here in the first place.
I picked up my phone and I called in.
He was like, I'm going to call this number.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
I speak in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
That's pretty much what happens.
What the hell did Chris just say?
I was imitating Carlito from a while ago. I speak in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Hey, D.
I was not singing Pokemon in the penalty box. I was singing the penalty blocks blues. Da-dun-da-dun-da-dun.
Okay, because he was just singing that, he should get into it.
No!
Havoc, would you do the honors?
No!
I now grant you the penalty box.
For 5 minutes.
Bye-bye!
Enjoy your stay at the penalty box inn.
Motherfucker.
And by the way, DC, if you hang up and call back in, your time starts over.
You get to chill out for 5 minutes, man. Relax yourself.
Look what?
Yeah, Rolfus, subatomic sound system.
What?
Subatomic sound system.
Is that a song?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's gonna start moaning, huh?
Focus to me. I do you so nicely. It's so dangerous to be so tempted. Excuse me if my eyes desire your attention.
And we're back. Wow, y'all quiet as a motherfucker.
No. That's where he go.
DC sleeping. Bitch, be quiet because that fucker's asleep. I would appreciate it if you talked in your normal voice.
Okay.
Not you, dipshit.
Yeah, fucker.
Jeez.
God damn.
4, 3, 2, 1.
7.
Am I out of the penalty box?
No.
Yay.
You should have just let him keep talking.
Hey, talk, you just should have shut up there.
I win.
Yo, just to send you away, you should go back in the penalty box.
Exactly.
No.
That's
not fucking cool.
Raise your hand when you got something important to say.
I wasn't that was important enough.
Are you going to talk about it again?
Raise your hand when you're ready to leave.
Ah, what the fucking spaz tab is in?
Can't imagine.
I don't know if I should be scared. Wow.
Well, probably.
Don't say nothing, Havoc. Let him.
Wait.
Let him see it.
Pokemon.
Wow.
You tagged this
I Pokemon.
Too.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm not friends with the other one on here, so I tagged you three.
I don't think any of us are.
Yeah. Ever since you got in trouble, we just blew them off. She didn't actually tag us as Pokemon. She just tagged us in a fucking picture of Pokemon.
Exactly. She just wrote their names. Daisy.
Okay, well, DC could be Snorlax.
Snorlax.
Since all he does is, you know, sleep, get high, and eat.
Well, actually, we should give that to Spider because he fell asleep on the show last night.
Do what to me?
So we should give Spider the Snorlax because he's the one who actually fell asleep on the show last night.
So? I got tired.
Exactly. So you should be Snorlax.
I don't want to be Snorlax.
Well, too bad.
I think you offended him by that.
Let's see.
Fine, if I'm
be
more or less than your Clefairy.
Same thing, Clefairy.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Chris, give me Togepi.
No, man, that's definitely Spaz right there. Retarded as fuck.
Dude, when I grow up, I become a badass Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, when's that happen?
Yeah, when do you grow up? Four scores, 7 years from now.
No, that wasn't funny.
No, he
just has
this habit. Definitely
a
hell of a lot longer than that.
He has this habit of saying that every day, so we just kind of let him say it.
Maybe if he says it again, he should be penalty.
Uh-oh.
Let me do that.
The correct word would be penalized, but anyway.
Nope, penalty.
You know what?
You know what? What?
Just because of that criticism. Just because of that
criticism. I hope you know. Oh my god.
Stop till I hit that home.
I have that song in my head.
Why?
I don't know. It's just in my head.
Man, she's trying to fuck some bitch, huh?
Alex, you have that song, play it.
I don't know, Ghetto, do we have that track?
I have that track. Do you have that track?
I Hollywood Undead, bitches. Dope.
I do have Hollywood Undead on my computer. Let's see if I have it up on here.
No, I want Bitches.
That's an older song.
Bitches, I hope you know. Don't stop to hit that. Oh my god.
Yes,
can we
bomb.
Fucking play the song? Quieter without Chris.
Chris doesn't
what
say
think?
Anything anyway, man.
Exactly. Fucking space cadet over there.
He just gives us those awkward noises.
What the hell are you trying to speak
like?
To anyways?
What?
I'm not quite sure what you just said.
So what are you trying to speak to anyways?
You.
You
with the weird like? Noises?
That's how you sound.
Well, that's not
weird ass noises.
That's really not how he sounds, but yeah, like weird noises like that, yes.
The one thing I'm wondering is there's a Hollywood Undead song that just has two lines next to it on the soundboard. Whatever the hell that one is.
Yeah, that's what? Not it.
Yeah, who the hell was lazy uploading a track?
You.
Havoc?
I don't know, man. Havoc don't ever name anything, so it's kind of hard to find shit sometimes.
Okay, just put two dashes. Hollywood Undead, -.
Yeah, that track is called We Are. That's actually one of the newer tracks.
No, don't want that.
No.
Don't worry, I've got it uploading right now.
Woo-hoo.
And since my shit froze up, that means DC gets like an extra 2 minutes in the penalty box.
Damn.
Awesome.
Fat bitches need love, too.
Oh, I don't know what you see, but okay.
I was talking about DC.
How do you make that very weird?
Let's see. All right, DC, you get another 2 minutes left in the box.
Damn, man, it's another two, so it's another 4 minutes right there.
Wow. Hope you have by the end of the show, baby.
There we go.
I won't.
and we're back.
Yay. Pokemon.
What about Pokemon?
Gotta catch 'em all. That's what about Pokemon. That and beating the Elite Four.
LG, man, I think you need to put Snorlax back in his Pokeball.
No, man, that ain't even fair.
Hey, he doesn't have any Snorlax. Might as well.
For real, man. Fuck that, dog. Y'all play the Poke Flute and let me stay awake, man. Fuck that shit.
I remember, man, you say one of those words.
I ain't said no word.
Man, you say one of those words. I ain't said it three times in a row there. So shouldn't it be 15 minutes?
I never said no fucking word, man.
20?
What word did I say?
Well, wait till you say it again, and we'll tell you it was 25.
For real, that ain't even cool. I'm always in the damn box.
Well, maybe you shouldn't say the word.
It ain't even because of the fucking word.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be you.
Wow.
Oh, well.
I second that.
Third.
I can't help it but be me.
No, nobody wants to be you.
That's cool.
My neighbor suspected my door was locked.
What did she just say?
I said my neighbor checked if my door was locked or not.
Why was your neighbor trying to find out if your door's locked or not?
Because last night I forgot to lock my door, and I live in a really crappy neighborhood, so we told my neighbor to make sure that my door was locked because my husband came into the house, and when he tried to open the door just opened without him having to turn the key to unlock it.
Damn.
Bad for you.
I mean, granted, I got my shotgun in here, but still.
Oh, in that case, since you got a shotgun, we'll just use Chris as the shield.
Huh?
I said since you got a shotgun, we'll use Chris as a shield.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be a very good shield with this shotgun, dude.
In other words, Chris,
truthfully and honestly, Hack, that's the only logical thing to do, because Chris is totally against stables, so we can't ask him to join us.
You just call me Hack.
He did.
No, I did not.
Fuck it. That's why you're doing it now.
Yeah, you called me Hack. Who the fuck is Hack?
It's you,
yeah,
Hack.
Who the fuck is Hack?
That's Hack, Hack.
Just for that, you get 5 bits in the box.
Man. And 20 more for saying that M-word.
Hey, you guys want to hear a pretty noise?
No.
No.
No, Spez, we don't want to hear you farting.
No, it's not me farting.
Okay, fine. We don't want to hear you open. It's box of fucking graham crackers.
We don't want to hear you playing with your gun, yo.
Why not? She's so pretty. I love her. She's
so pretty. Well, maybe pretty, but we sure as fuck don't trust you with
her. Exactly. Hell nah.
Why, I got a trigger lock on it, and I ain't got no bullets on me.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
that's,
wait.
That's what she says.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's such great use if somebody kicks in a door and tries to rob her. Freeze! I have no bullets on me.
And all of a sudden, she has a whole shitload.
I'm skillful like that.
But you're,
hey,
not a very, you're not a very good liar, though.
No,
you
I
are,
really don't have
so
any bullets.
So he has
on
another
me.
25 minutes when he returns.
Dude, the show's going to be over by the time he returns.
Shh, don't tell him.
Exactly.
If he doesn't hang up first.
Just continue the show.
Yeah.
Like we weren't going to anyways.
When you talk about it, he'll realize we know he's still there.
Nah, he hung up.
Told you.
Okay, anyway, moving on now. Now we got rid of that.
So.
So anyway, so is Twisted coming down that way?
I haven't seen nothing.
Anybody?
Probably not.
They may come to Webster, but I don't know.
I mean, for fuck's sake, they're actually coming here on the tour. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, speaking of which, we should play Unjust Love.
How the fuck did you get that?
YouTube.
It's on YouTube now?
Yep.
Yeah, I get down to it.
Well, come on, hurry up and get jiggy with it. God damn. No, 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 no.
What, he decides to do that whole fucking jiggy with it shit?
Get jiggy with it. No, 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 no.
I think Spider fell asleep. Snorlax.
No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Snorlax returns from the dead.
He just wants to hear the new Twisted track. Now fucking play.
Yeah, come on, play, man.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell.
I'm actually playing a game. I'm really distracted right now, so.
Snorlax returns sadly is nice.
So what you did? You scared off the bed. We thank you.
At first it was kind of cool because I thought he was a really nice guy, but then I felt more afraid because every time I would turn around he was there. He started off with calls and then he would show up unannounced at my house and then at work, at school. It's like I couldn't escape him.
Waiting on the front room floor, and now I'm sitting
stalking me is schizophrenic. You never know who we're meeting. They can be just as loose and just as normal as the next guy. Something goes off, and then we got a problem.
Man, what you think of the new twisted, man? I guess he liked it that much.
And then he fell asleep while listening to it.
That's possible.
I mean, hell, he fell asleep last night.
Or maybe we need to wake him up.
Okay.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. Born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they should send this cool cat? I don't think so. I'll see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air. The plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude look like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there, to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
And we're back again.
Everybody's as quiet as a motherfucker.
Yay!
All as quiet as I guess in the chat room.
Yay!
Yay!
The guess is quiet, Spaz.
Probably. Because they can't figure out how to sign the fuck in. So it would definitely sound like Spaz.
Damn it, Spaz.
And they left.
So we called him out, we knew it was Spaz. Oh no, it's Jeremiah Finley.
What's going on, whoever you may be?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Are you in any way related to Finn Finley from the WWE? I guess not, since he's from Plattsburgh. Don't know where the fuck that is, but okay. It's somewhere in New York.
Somewhere in New York.
Shit, that's all I fucking know.
Well, how did you not know where it's at, and then all of a sudden know where it's at?
Well, it says
because you read the New York part.
Damn kids. So ask the person if they would like to hear a song.
Exactly. Is there any track you would like to hear?
That you might not hear in the hick town that you live in. Dudes at the hick town. He wants to hear some Delta Tempest.
Well, hit him with something.
I'm getting to it. There you go.
Never heard nothing like that.
Yeah.
Shit sounded like, I mean, my head felt like I had six ninjas kicking me in the head at once. Like a garbage truck was parked on my forehead or something. Shit felt like my head was gonna cave in.
Damn.
Straight bass.
Come beat down the block and I crack the bedrock. Dishes drop and shit comes to a
head stop.
Motherfuckers think Godzilla's coming.
The lights go dark.
The whole house humming. My amps
draw energy
and wipe out the power. My beat transmits over radio towers. The woofers might suck all the air out your lungs.
If you stand too close.
When the monster hums. People think a nuclear war is at their front door. When I got my volume only on four.
Gas pipes explode.
And the storefront shatter. Killing these kilowatts is all that matter. Fuck the police, the citizens, and
fuck the judge.
I blow the whole house down with some old clown love. Those that have heard can't describe my bump.
They know
something from the beyond in my trunk. Fake titties and melt ice grills. Relocate your piercing.
Give up your pills.
Well,
they tweet us. Illuminated liquid leaking out of my speakers. Each drop burns all the way down to the earth's core.
Dust devils
sweep across the earth's floor. Crows and ravens don't flap their wings. They just float on the waves that the humdrum brings. Those that have heard can't describe my bump.
They know
something from the beyond in my trunk.
Yeah, man, like, I'm like, you know, like, I know who he is, just don't have any trust bomb.
Maybe Joe has some tracks by him.
Yeah, maybe. Ghetto, do you have any drugs by Bloodstain?
I don't even know who that is. So, I'm going to say no.
There's a farm bomb. Because I know who he is. Just don't have any drugs bomb.
Nope, no idea who that is.
Hopefully it shows up for free download. If it's not,
we'll find out.
Exactly, if it's not for free download, I ain't getting it. I found like 4 tracks for free download.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, the only thing I know who he is because the fact I keep seeing posts from him over and over and over and over on my newsfeed.
Well, he must be your friend.
He's not my friend. It's just, you know, he got people that like his music that post this shit nonstop.
Kind of like how we post for the show all the time, and nobody cares.
Exactly. Let's see what I can upload. Old shit, apparently.
Damn old shit.
Well, we're getting it uploaded. Continue to download. Sure. No, I don't want to join Fender Music Foundation mailing list.
So many fucking options.
Yeah, it says before you download, show some love, optional. I'd rather skip the fucking option and just download the track.
There we go.
apparently you have no choice but to go through that option.
Bitch, I don't want to fucking pay no money. Fuck out of here. Yeah, I ain't on, I ain't on that track. Fuck it. If it was a free download, maybe. But I ain't spending no $1.29. I'm too cheap like that.
Wait, you gotta pay for Hulu Plus to watch NXT.
What?
But yet he'll pay for Hulu Plus to watch NXT.
Well, considering the fact, you know, they have more than just NXT up on there. Of course, they got Japanese anime, like Bleach.
Who cares?
Speaking of which, where did your little friend go?
Which one?
The one that's obsessed with anime like you.
Okay, well, no. That dude fucking sent me that track for fucking that parody of Cycle Cutter, and then he just never showed up ever again.
I think it's because we told him that it was fucking terrible.
Probably.
Even though it was a joke.
No, it wasn't.
I meant the song itself was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a joke, but it was an absolutely terrible joke. That's what it was. It was just as horrible as Cycle Cutter himself. And I guess I'll play some Bloodstained. We'll all check out and see what the dude's sound is like.
Okay.
There you go. Old school gamer.
Real, get online and look it up. Now back in the day, it was a state of pure bliss, wasn't around, walking about. The color didn't matter so long as the game was true. Old school gamers, I'm talking about you. Ducky dodge, run through the door. Kill some bad guys and then run some more. Shut up, Toad, stupid little asshole. I already know the princess is at another castle. Ducky dodge, run through the door. Kill some bad guys and then run some more. Shut up, Toad, stupid little asshole. I already know the princess is at another castle. Now we approach the end of my tale. I hope you remember this and remember it well. That old school games are the motherfucking shit. Ain't nothing nowadays that could come close to this. We didn't have the cool graphics or the hot soundtrack, but back in the day, we never needed all that. There was something about those games that mesmerized us. They paralyzed, traumatized, and even hypnotized us. Some days I like to kick back and reminisce about the times I had playing the Genesis. I know somebody out there gotta remember about that, especially that bloody ass game Mortal Kombat. Other kids would laugh and call us nerds. Not a single day went past when that shit went unheard. And I find myself thinking about the good old days. I simply plug back in and play them old school games. Duck and dodge, run through the door. Kill some bad guys and run some more. Shut up, Toad, stupid little asshole. I already know the princess is at another castle. Duck and dodge, run through the door. Kill some bad guys and then run some more. Shut up, Toad, stupid little asshole. I already know the princess is at another castle.
And we're back.
Was it just me, or did that dude sound like DC rapping?
He sounds better than DC.
Well, then, yeah, what doesn't? Besides, like, it's better.
I don't know, man. I like the concept of that song. There's one line in there that's decent. But Shizzy 6, man, he made a crazy-ass fucking video game rap. So.
Well, I'm getting more tracks by Bloodstain off of his YouTube.
So, is this dude a video game rapper, too?
I don't think so. I think he just did a track like that. Just for hell thing.
Well, if he's a video game rapper, then what's his Mario song?
What?
If he's a video game rapper, then what's his song for Mario?
So he has a song about Mario, too.
I'm saying if he's a video game rapper, then he would probably have a song about Mario.
Anyway, now we got Chris's retarded shit out of the way.
Yeah, shockingly enough.
So what other type of songs is he going?
He's got a track called Monster.
Oh man, let's just hope that ain't that beat.
Nah, it's not. I'm just going to upload it to the soundboard, make it easier.
Yeah, because he's a goddamn monster, don't you know?
Let's see, what else did I download by him? I also downloaded pretty much whatever was free, I didn't need to pay for.
Because you a wild motherfucker. Wild motherfucker.
Easy there, Randy J.
So yeah, I told you, he's my buddy.
He was looking two times and say, told you correctly.
It's the only song that I know that he does, besides Hoo-ha.
Let's see, he's also got a track called The Bells of Death, Are You Listening? And My Promise. I'm just gonna fucking download them and upload them to the soundboard. Making this easier. That way I ain't gotta wait for fucking shit and everything like that.
You don't have to wait for shit.
Yeah, because, yeah, it sounds like shit if it's, you know, being played through YouTube and over the phone. I'd rather not do that, so I'd rather just upload it and actually have it where it has some decent sound quality.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude sounds better than Randy J, too.
You actually thought Randy J was a good rapper?
Randy J, I mean, you know, like, Randy J, like, you know, had his points like for certain tracks where he yelled, it was decent.
Oh yeah? How come I never heard you play him ever?
I played him a few times. I played like Watch This Clown, Ninja, and Wild Motherfucker.
Yeah, that's it.
Play two of his songs. That's it.
Three of his songs, Chris.
Wow, three of his songs.
What I'm saying, man, I'm sure he has a shit ton more.
Yeah, he probably does. I don't really care to fucking go download it.
And you probably known that motherfucker a very long time before I even got here.
Actually, no, I've known you before I knew him.
Well, that's strange.
But let's check out this track here. This is Bloodstained with Monster.
Always find me lurking with my trusty butcher knife. I never claim to be perfect, I damn sure ain't a saint. Jam my blade inside your skull, pop it open like a can of paint. Slice your brain wide open so I can see your deepest thoughts and drain the blood from in your veins as your flesh starts to rot. How many have I killed? Well, I say 20 is a few. Stick around a little longer and I'll make it 22. Watch me as I work my craft and make every incision, making every cut and slice with surgical precision. Peel the skin back from your face to make my latest mask. I do the process carefully, won't make it go too fast. Because you see, I love the screams escaping from your lungs until I finally rip out your tongue. I'm a goddamn monster, monster. What is it that you see?
The twisted evil urges lurking deep inside of me. I'ma take this cork screw and yank out both his eyes, and take an axe to his kneecaps and cut him down to size. You might say I'm psychotic, yeah, you might say I'm insane, but I just wanna pick apart the pieces of your brain. I can't help it, I just love to see the blood and gore. I love to make a scene so bloody no one can ignore. Who will my next victim be? It's anybody's guess, but I can make a guarantee they'll make a bloody mess. Leave their body mangled up and cut up into shreds. Cut off their thumb and add it to my collection of heads. Nobody's safe from my sick ways, not even in your home, because I'm always taking lives wherever I may roam. I make the horror show so sick, put your guts to the test. I said it, bloody murder's the best. I'm a goddamn monster. Monster. I'm a goddamn monster, monster, monster. What is the cause of my mind state? I honestly don't know. Some say a demon's in my mind and taking off control. The sickness doesn't stop, oh no, not even in my sleep. It's in my dreams where my designs of murder start to seep into my conscious thoughts, and then I make them come to life. Or should I say they come to death as I stab with my knife? I remember this one guy I've stabbed 500 times. Another I laid open, slicing all of his main lines. But my favorite way, I guess, is straight decapitation. There's something to be said about simplistic mutilation. My murder methods are so sick, I've turned them into art. Slice open my victim's chest and watch his beating heart. Cut his limbs off one by one and watch the blood just pour, escaping from his veins and making puddles on the floor. Death is my addiction and I gotta get my fix. I already told you I'm sick. I'm a goddamn monster. 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 I'm a goddamn monster. Monster. I'm a goddamn monster, monster, monster. I'm a goddamn monster, 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 monster.
And we're back. What y'all think of that truck?
I thought it was pretty dope.
I'm a goddamn monster. But anyway, my Facebook thought it was a good idea to suggest this post to me. And it told me that Lil Wayne is going to be here on July 16th.
What the fuck?
So my Facebook doesn't know me at all.
Yeah, they're doing a great job blocking you through Facebook.
Yeah, how is that a suggested post for me? The fuck's wrong with you?
What do you think? Yeah, this just might be a chance that you don't go kill the motherfucker.
Oh, man, this would be everybody in one swoop right here. You could take out Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, whoever the fuck G-Eazy is.
G-Eazy, what the fuck?
And whoever the fuck Hit-Boy is.
What the fuck is that?
I mean, I really don't have a problem with T.I., but the rest of them can get it.
The rest of them can fucking die.
Speaking of which, I didn't know T.I. still does movies.
I don't know if T.I. still did music.
Well, he still does that. It's not necessarily that great anymore.
Well, I mean, if somebody signs the Wayne's label, they have to really make their music suck.
He's not on his label, man. He's on his own label.
Ah.
I mean, you really think somebody that actually, you know, makes some decent shit's going to be on that label? Are you kidding me?
Fuck no.
You have to make shit to be on that label.
Exactly. Or actually be a good ghostwriter.
Man, that's not even going to save you.
Hell nah.
That's what I need. I need somebody to ghostwrite for me.
Of course, do it.
Okay, let me rephrase that. I need somebody that isn't Chris to ghostwrite for me.
Have Rabbit do it.
Rabbit. I don't know about that either.
Yeah. That might be worse.
Come out like, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a alcoholic.
Yes, I do it. Diddle, 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 diddle.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Fine, have Acetone do it for you.
No, hell no. I don't want that shit.
He charged you, probably.
Yeah, he could suck one.
What the fuck was that?
That's just Havoc's little girl in his room.
Oh, of course. That's what he has to tell us about, right?
No, that's just Digimon in the background.
Same thing.
Whatever he's calling.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
She convinces us that's not wrong.
Apparently, Jeremiah wants me to look up some artist named Muck Sticky.
Excuse me?
Jeremiah wants me to look up an artist named Muck Sticky.
Muck Sticky.
And the title of the track he wants me to get is Thingy Thing.
Holy shit, man. That girl from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, man, she really grew up.
One.
The real snotty one, the one that turned into a blueberry or whatever.
I'm trying to remember what the fuck her name was. Can't remember her name, but I know who you're talking about. From the very first Willy Wonka, right?
Well, her name in the movie was Violet.
Denise Nickerson?
Hey, this is a PG show.
Yeah, well, of course she is. She's like, she's 56.
Wait, what?
What the fuck?
She's 56 years old.
Hey, no, the girl was 56 years old, man. Hey, you fucking hell,
yeah,
man.
I feel like you have a thing for women that old. Wow.
Well, you gotta remember something. There's two Willy Wonkas. There's the very first original from 1971, and the one from, like, 2000.
The one that everybody would know, and not with Johnny Depp. No.
That would be the one with Johnny Depp.
No, motherfucker, not Johnny Depp bullshit. She was also in Bridge to Terabithia.
Ah, so then Veruca Salt, then, probably.
All I know is this girl is not 56 years old.
Oh, not yet, at least.
Or maybe
well,
she
was in Willy Wonka, and she played Violet.
So she was in the Johnny Depp one, then?
Yes.
Well, unless she was in the one in 1971.
Well, then this ain't the one I was thinking of, man. Maybe the one you did say was that fucking old. Well, anyway, this one grew up anyway.
And so 1971 one, because that one probably has wrinkles as wrinkly as fuck.
Yeah,
she really grew up.
Like, bitch is like a corpse. You're more than just a corpse to a psychopathic clone. She just Rabbit just said that she's watching fireworks via Skype. Are you fucking
what
serious?
The fuck?
I don't fuck.
She meant to be challenged. Well, okay, never mind. It's not, I think we all know the answer to it.
Like, I mean, I went to go see fireworks earlier, but it started to fucking pour down rain, so everybody scattered out of there. So that didn't happen. So, I mean, I did watch a few fireworks on TV, because that's the only way I was really going to see them, besides the people setting shit off.
Anna Sophia Robb.
What did you just say to me?
That's the chick's name. Anna Sophia Robb.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that played Violet from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And Bridget Terabithia.
And does she look good?
Hell yeah. She's 19.
She's a hell of a lot better than the chick from 1971.
Oh, man,
are you on Google right now?
Yes.
No.
Find a picture where she looks real good in and post it on my wall.
Yeah, find a picture of the chick from 1971, post it on the wall.
No, that's something Mamalette would do.
Probably.
Weird fucking shit.
Oh, I found a picture that some person looks real good, and even you would definitely love ghetto.
Well, I sure hope so. if you even send me like a picture of her like looking like a blueberry or something.
Go with the Connecticut punch in the fucking face, right?
Well, you don't help. I did that.
That's what I thought you were gonna do.
Telling Havoc, we wouldn't be surprised.
I should do that though. Find like a blueberry. If you're the blueberry, and fucking put it on your wall.
I got the golden ticket. I got the golden ticket.
I want
the golden goose.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Don't you remember that?
Yes, I do, but damn. You know what? Let's see if I can find a picture of her as a blueberry.
How are we going to get her out of here?
I'm sorry she's wasting his time.
Take her down to the juicing room. Or whatever the fuck this shit's called. I've got another puzzle for you. What do you get when your kid is a
every chance I get. I definitely got, I just got pissed off Rabbit.
You got to insult Rabbit.
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, Spacey, what are you going to post? Why are you watching fireworks on Skype, alcoholic?
Actually, no, I put one word, drunk.
See, man, even fireworks show up via satellite.
Yeah, and my question is, so what else is going to happen at Money in the Bank? Is Ricardo Rodriguez going to show up via satellite?
That would be really stupid. That would be really stupid if they did that, man.
I would be laughing because it would be like, oh my god, so everything shows up via satellite nowadays. The Rock, Ricardo Rodriguez, fireworks, Big Show.
Yeah, Big Show did it before. Didn't John Cena do it before, too?
I think so.
I think so as well.
There you go, get up.
Oh, you sent me the fucking blueberry.
I think Chris Jericho probably did it, too.
If you're going to send me anything blueberry, send me a blueberry muffin.
Well, I guess you can count her as a blueberry muffin for a while.
She's not a blueberry muffin. She's just a fucking blueberry.
So she ain't a blueberry in this one. You wanted a picture of her that looked good? You got one.
And you wanted a picture of her as a blueberry or something weird like that? And you got one, right?
No, surprisingly, she is not a blueberry.
No, just in a blue bikini.
Close enough.
So it's funny how, like, you type in Anna Sophia Robbie, you get for her, and you also get Natalie Portman that comes up, too.
Natalie Portman, yeah, she's hot, too.
Hell yeah.
And she was in Star Wars.
Yeah. Sexy-ass nerd.
Man, this says video games don't make us violent. Lag does. No. Fucking assholes on WWE 13 make me mad and violent.
Oh, he's gonna get a blueberry.
Because.
Oh, great.
Because earlier I decided to play WWE 13 online. And, I lost every match.
I seriously remember one of my last online matches I had. The person challenged me to a ladder match or whatever. And they could have won the match. But they decided to, like, go 1 second before to try and hit their finisher on me. Countered it. Hit my finisher on them. Climbed the ladder. Just went up. Touched the belt. Won it within a second.
Well, I did a ranked match earlier, too. I was looking for a fair fight, though, and one actually showed up, you know. And it was me, Ryback, versus Randy Orton, and I won.
Good.
I was like, holy shit, I won a ranked match. But then after that, I couldn't find another fair match. People don't play fair on that game.
Exactly. You do the three running moves of Doom.
Man, you have no fucking idea. I played these three people earlier. And all of them did a total of three moves together, you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. They all do the whole little, you know, grab your head, walk around thing. They kick you, running move, and then they got the body splash. Okay, four moves.
Shit, John Cena does more.
That's it. And then after all that, I'm fucking dead. Are you kidding me?
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're tap out all the way at the top. Are you kidding me? All he did was fucking kick me and body splash me.
Enjoy, ghetto.
But then I was in a tag match, and the one guy, he just kind of did all the work after John Cena got counted out like a dumbass.
Of course.
Like, he wouldn't get out. He wouldn't get out of the fucking ring, so he got five. What the hell are you just fucking stuck in my pages?
I don't know what the fuck he posted, but he said, there you go.
Mass fucking Photoshop.
Nope,
of course. Oh, Rabbit, posting pictures of fireworks through Skype.
Are you fucking serious?
She did, but she got the picture deleted.
She got them deleted?
Yeah, I clicked on it and it said the content is unavailable.
I can't even believe she took pictures on fucking Skype.
Exactly. So you see somebody else, and she has the Skype fireworks. I thought she tagged it as, or called it.
And she just commented saying that she wishes she was drunk.
Of course.
I was always like being drunk.
Although she is kind of like me when taking photos. I saw a whole bunch of random photos she took of like bitches' asses from Mayhem Fest. Like that shit I did, man. Like with this dude's video camera, I just walked around and just started filming bitches' asses and shit when they walk in with their boyfriend.
Nice.
It was fucking hilarious. But as for Rabbit, she can't ever keep her boyfriend by her side. He runs away like a little child.
Of course not.
She said every time she turned around, he disappeared.
Yeah, but to go chase another chick that looks better than she does.
What?
I said to go chase a chick that probably looks better than she did.
Man, he's fucking drunk as shit. Who knows what the fuck that dude does? He could do anything.
My question is, how the hell does Rabbit think Skype fireworks are fun? Like, what the fuck?
You don't find that fun?
That just proves that you're like an idiot. Yeah, I mean, you go watch fireworks on Skype. Because I have no life and I can't travel anywhere. It's like, you're a fucking idiot if you do that shit.
I don't understand why there wouldn't be no fireworks in California.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
Or at least her part of California.
Gilgi's about to get another picture.
Man, I said one picture. Now stop it. That was not an open invitation, Selena.
Oh, this picture you actually love. Even more so.
Well, I like how he just shook it off. He didn't even care that I called him Selena.
Yeah, nice picture of her ass.
Whose ass?
And it's up here, Rob. Anna Sophia Robb.
What is that?
Violet from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What the hell is Havoc watching? Still watching Digimon?
Nope. Watching Bleach in Japanese.
What the hell is this shit? Why am I tagged in this? Surprise, you're not, because you're watching fireworks through Skype.
Well, you know you're an idiot. You're watching fireworks through Skype.
You know you're drunk when you're watching fucking shit, that shit through fucking Skype.
Exactly.
What the fuck is wrong with her arm?
Nothing. That was a green arm for I believe for the other movie that she did.
She lost her arm?
Well, in a way, yeah. Soul Surfer. Was that she based on a actual surfer, like who lost her arm but kept surfing anyways?
Man, only chick surfer movie I liked was Blue Crush.
There you go. Yep. I was going for that too.
What? 25 lighters. What the hell kind of song is that, Butch Knife?
I sent the drunk her favorite symbol on Facebook.
What's that? Poo.
Exactly.
She loves poo.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
In her mouth.
Probably does. Knowing her, it wouldn't surprise any of us.
I don't know, she probably might be into that weird shit.
Yeah,
probably is.
Well, look at that. CM Punk is enjoying his holiday choking out Lita.
Nice.
Thank you. Wow. We don't get no reply back to fuck your Skype.
Of course not.
Or the poo says. Or message.
You sent her a message.
Yeah,
she can't, she can't talk to you right now. She's watching fireworks.
Yeah, on Skype. Fuck her mad with you, Chris.
What's the matter with her? Why the hell would she be watching fireworks on Skype?
Because it's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many other people do you know that do it on Skype?
One.
The person you're doing it with.
You want to Skype with me? I'll show you fireworks.
No, thank you. How bad?
Yeah, this nigga wouldn't answer his phone call the other day.
Yeah, I was asleep.
I was like, this nigga is still on Skype, man. I'm gonna call him.
I'm always on Skype because it's always logged in on my cell phone.
Well, why don't you sign out?
Oh, and Chasey responded to the poop. She goes,
She put, ah, she wants to
wait.
Tell her if you want to shit in her mouth. You won't tell her that, Chris.
You probably wouldn't.
She won't expect that from you.
Exactly. She expects it from one of you two, definitely. Not me.
That's why you should say it. Get more of a reaction that way. Oh, my God.
I'm awake.
For how long before you pass the fuck out?
You're yawning, man. You have to be falling asleep.
Nah, not yet.
5 minutes later, he'll be snoring.
Gee, who the fuck snores like that?
Apparently Chris.
Who goes...
I had no idea.
That's like a fucking pig or something.
Dude, if I fuck that room, I was like a goddamn death trap at this point.
Speaking of snore, man, I saw this shit on TV. Apparently, if you put these things on your teeth or some shit while you sleep, it makes you stop snoring. It helps you sleep.
Try it and let us know how that works out for you.
Like, how is putting something in your mouth going to help you sleep better?
I have no clue.
I don't understand.
Ask a slut.
Exactly what I was thinking. Ask a slut. Hey, can you put something in your mouth will put you to sleep?
I can't ask them, man. It's not polite to talk with your mouth full.
Oh, Joy, someone responded. Fly Rabbit.
Responded to what?
That's what we posted on that fucking status.
Is somebody angry?
Let's see what the hell she had to say.
She liked my comment.
Yeah, and mine too.
Ha 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 ha!
Wow.
This person's a dumb fuck, too. Apparently, they don't like real fireworks either.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, my fucking dream was like a death trap this morning when I woke up.
Why is your room like a death trap?
Because I kept farting. Apparently, I kept farting in the middle of the night while I was sleeping. I woke up, that shit stunk like a motherfucker.
Smelled that bad?
Yes. Man, so bad. I was afraid to let fucking light up a cigarette.
Yeah. Here goes your own fucking house.
I was like, yep, I've never had a chocolate milk before I go to bed again.
What the hell? Milk isn't supposed to make you gassy.
Does me. Oh, great. Fucking grabbing my best. Instead of mentioning me and you in a goddamn fucking, comment.
Oh, fuck no. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's what's up, Zach. Ghetto G, fuck your Skype. Really? You just said the same thing back to me?
And Havoc, I'm watching it on Skype because I can't make it to Lakeport, and they won't have them where I live till Sunday or Saturday. So we just wait till fucking Saturday, bitch. Why watching that goddamn fucking Skype?
Why are they having fireworks on Saturday?
Because they're too poor to do it on Thursday.
I guess so, right?
Yeah, that's okay. We had a fucking we had a fireworks on Wednesday, the day before 4th of July.
Man, I was about to type that out, man. Can I shit in your mouth?
Do it.
No.
Chris, I asked for you.
You asked her. I'll put the poop after it then.
She goes, I'm doing. Aw, bitch, fucking deleted that comment too.
Well, that's fucked up. I didn't even get to sleep.
I didn't see it either.
What the fuck?
I told her, Chris wants to know, can he shit in your mouth?
Because
and she goes, what the fuck, I'm deleting that.
That would have been perfect because you said that and then I put the poop face.
That's just funny because of the fact you had to put the poop face like right after I fucking put that comment.
That's awesome. You made her delete it though. That's a win.
Oh, man.
At least somebody asked her.
Hey, go figure. It was me.
Yeah. Well, she's no fun.
Yeah, because she deletes it.
Yeah.
And apparently, Chris, that's a no. She does not want you sitting in her mouth.
Yeah, but I don't want to anyways. I'm not into the kind of shit that you're into, Avic. That's beyond nasty.
That's beyond nasty.
Well, what happens if she wanted you to piss on her?
Yeah, Chris.
Don't know about that.
What the fuck was that? Did Havoc just swallow something?
Sounds like it.
Nope.
That sounds like he just swallowed something.
Oh, yeah, swallowing his own piss.
Yeah, no, Chris.
What the fuck is that? Why did it just change noises? Is he pissing in a cup?
Well, he can drink it.
That's fucking gross.
It really is.
Dude, that's what he's really drinking every night whenever he comes back from the bathroom and shit. He goes in there and fills
exactly.
up his cup.
He puts in a cup and then he drinks right after. That's why he has to piss so much.
The poor man's lemonade. Never go thirsty again.
Shit, man. I don't know, but that's what people in the fucking desert do.
No good for them.
It's how they survive.
They survive on piss?
Yeah. Fuck you, Jay-Z. To see you
because Chris just told her, you dipshit.
And you're posting on Facebook.
Well, of course, you know, she's fucking drunk.
I forgot. That's why you don't say anything to her.
talking? No. What the hell is this? Hate when people send me videos. Muck sticky. What the fuck?
It sounds gay. Okay, that makes no sense what she just posted on that set. I have drank since Rockstar Mania.
I don't understand why she keeps calling it Rockstar Mayhem. Can't she just call it Mayhem Festival?
Nope. There you go, Chris. You can watch that video, too.
Okay.
I think she would just say that she's been drunk since then. This is very possible knowing that drunk.
It's coming out. I got bashed.
Rockstar.
She
drinks beer to be a rock star?
I guess.
Oh, ho.
No, I drank beer at Rockstar. Somebody post that picture of SpongeBob where it says, nobody cares.
Says what?
Where it says, nobody cares.
I'll post it.
Find that picture and post it on this comment, or on this link here. Whatever the fuck you said is.
She goes, girl.
Nobody cares, seriously, that one?
Yeah, it's a picture of SpongeBob with a rainbow and it says nobody cares.
You know, if we could find a fucking a Hello Kitty one of those. Just for her.
What the hell did you just type? Do you speak English?
I said konnichiwa.
Isn't it konnichiwa?
Nope, konnichiwa.
There, I posted it.
Yeah, there it is.
And then I posted it.
That's great.
It actually is.
Let's see what that fucking drunk ass bitch has to say about that one.
Wait, is the response?
Y'all motherfuckers need chase.
She probably does think it's you. She's probably so drunk that she can't read my name.
Fireworks on Skype. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
I remember I took a picture of her off of Skype and she got mad.
Yeah, well, yeah, but then Carrie too.
I got tons of pictures of fucking Carrie. I made a whole fucking slideshow about her. She was like, I was going to post that video to my wall, but it makes me look like a complete slut.
Well, aren't you?
Well, I mean, the video kind of does make her look like a slut. But I don't know.
Oh. And she likes it now.
Of course she does.
I think she likes everything.
Yeah, she has a habit of liking everything.
Well, except for the fact, you know, when I posted, you know, I asked if Chris can shit her mouth, she just deletes that. Apparently she didn't like that.
Apparently she didn't want to like one thing, and she deleted it.
Okay, I'm going to post a picture on that same exact woman status.
There you go. Post.
And then completely random.
Well, with you, everything's random. Diagnosed with spasmodic whatever the fuck. Took a fucking video of the fireworks.
Wow.
I'm just, she wants to fucking load. Fucking picture doesn't want him. The thing doesn't even want to fucking load. It doesn't. It apparently just don't like rabbit. Back to the Japanese I go.
Shockingly enough, Ghetto, I actually saw a Japanese chick with some nice titties.
Wow.
Where else would I play that one? Do they have, like, no tits?
Yeah, pretty much.
They're, like, all anorexic.
Yeah.
I think Facebook found my picture so offensive, that's why it's not letting me fucking attach it to the shit.
Listen, nobody cares about your stick figure family.
No, that's a lot offensive.
Oh, man, I tried finding a Hello Kitty one that says, don't care, but nope.
They got a grumpy cat picture like it. That's like, what is it called, like, Hell No Kitty or some shit?
Ah, here we go. She's just getting more and more pissed.
What?
Fucking rabbit coming on her shit saying, grrr, with an all capital letter.
For rabbit, there's nothing there.
Well, there was supposed to be a picture attached with it, but, you know, the picture didn't want to fucking load. You're just a pisser off.
Thank you.
I'm sure she will.
Oh, wait, I have one that's even better for her.
Yeah, we need to have an intervention.
Yeah.
Like, what you're doing is hurting the family. That's what I said to my mom earlier.
Nice.
She's addicted to that, you know, Candy Crush bullshit game and all them games and whatnot. I'm like, we're going to have an intervention. Like, you playing that on your phone all the time is hurting your family. And she's like, they don't care about me.
Why does he have his comment on that?
What happened?
I said, I'm waiting to see Rabbit's comment on that one.
She probably ain't gonna sign on.
She'll probably delete it.
I'm deleting that.
Wait, why the fuck is it my pictures aren't fucking showing up? What the hell?
Maybe you're blocked on Facebook.
I'm blocked on Facebook from adding people because apparently a juggalo didn't want me to add them.
Yeah.
Would you stop posting nothing?
We're rabbits. We're rabbits as well. He says nothing about it.
Man, I'm trying to get a fucking picture up on it. It's not going through. There we go. There we go.
Oh, he finally gets one up.
It's about time. Bet your girlfriend's happy.
Took him three tries. Three tries. Three tries, nigga.
There we go, yeah.
Okay. You need a better one.
That really has nothing to do with this, but
oh, I have one that's better now. She's so poor, she can't pick only all of us.
That was this one. You're Yeah, that's about right.
I think he's going to snap at one of us.
Man, she's gonna love us after tonight.
They saw her talk to any of us again.
But yeah, y'all got some nice pictures going on, so she'll love us after tonight.
Exactly. We're just being nice, caring friends.
We're just trying to help you with your alcoholism.
Exactly. We're being nice, caring friends.
Wow, this person.
Because of a severe case of alcoholism.
This person's a little bit late. Happy 4th, everyone. It's the 5th.
Pretty much.
There we go.
Oh, my God. Wow. So I got a good one. I got to try one of it.
Your future husband. Man, what are you talking about? That's her husband now.
Exactly.
What is
well, I mean,
over?
Well, I mean, you know, I tried to find a picture that said "Happy Drunk Day."
Sure, you can. Hey, grab a drunk. She's home.
Yeah. I just can't wait to see what her response is.
I'm going to put this picture on her fucking wall. Pinch me and I'll punch you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. But we're about to get kicked off, so, base.
Play it.